Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
Getting a little worried about my brain.
What do you mean?
Figure I'm a little worried about my brain. So I've had this
alert.
I've had this little thing that y'all don't want to look at, and I understand
little
why you don't
want to
look
brain.
At it on my nose for going on 8 days now.
It's a scrape, John.
I had a scrape on my nose.
It's a scrape from goggles. Your brain's fine.
I had a scrape on my nose, and then my nose has turned completely red, so I had to go to the doctor and get some antibiotics because it might be infected. But it's like they said, well, you really probably should get that because it's real close to your brain. I was like, yeah, probably a good idea. So I'm going to do that after. So if I start babbling incoherently more than usual, it might be the infection talking. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I don't know how this ends up. It seems like his off-field questions before had no impact on his where he was drafted. But T'Vondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons playing football next to each other kind of scares me. I'm not very thrilled about the possibility of a 400-poundish freak freeing up space for perhaps the best player in the AFC South. However, in Tennessee, there's a man named Tyler Rowland at Tic Tac Titans. He's not happy about this T'Vondre Sweat draft pick. And he has been the source of a lot of ridicule among Titan fans. My fear is not shared by his optimism. Here's at Tic Tac Titans reacting to the T'Vondre Sweat pick.
It's a smack in the face. It is spitting in the face of Tennessee Titans fans to act like they care about character concerns and then go get T'Vondre Sweat, who is one of the worst character guys in the entire draft. All of that stuff is the off-field problem that you have with T'Vondre Sweat. Now let's talk about on the field. And it kind of blurs together because clearly the dude does not love football, does not take it serious, is not mature, is not professional. And that's why he's been overweight his entire college career. 380 pounds. T'Vondre Sweat only averaged 35 snaps a game in college because he is overweight and not in shape. T'Vondre Sweat cannot play full games as a three-down defensive lineman. He does not have the stamina and the conditioning to do so. Basically, you just picked Tyre Tart in the second round. Man, to take a player like this at 38. I feel lied to. And then screw the character concerns for a second. Just the player himself.
Mm. Mm. It was a little high. I shouldn't say it was a little high. It was higher than I expected.
Yeah, I thought there would be some sort of fall. That was no fall.
That was actually higher than we might have predicted.
Yeah, you thought he was going to be there for the Texans. Yeah. Titans took him, and there you go.
But we'll see on that. I mean, he could be right. He could be regretting that he said any of that, because I like him. I like him as a player. Watch this. So my timing sucked on Saturday, and I want to give a shout out to somebody very, very important to us as a show. So we went out. I went out to the deal that you and Figgy and
Daily Sports, Sports Club in Daily Midtown Club,
had a blast. Had mixed it up with some listeners. Had a nice chili dog, which I love. That's my favorite thing that they do. And then I got this message. Did you talk to this guy that wanted to meet me?
I did.
It broke my heart.
They actually came up there on his fiance's birthday.
Yeah,
dude,
and hung out with
like
us.
So I was there a little over an hour and a half, something like that. Yeah. And then I split because we had stuff to do. And apparently I walked right past him. But he didn't want to stop.
He told me. He said, "Yeah, I ain't want to be that person." I'm like, "No, you got to be that person, man.
Absolutely stop.
We down to earth.
I wasn't like on any schedule. Just needed to get to the next thing. So I want to. I felt awful because his dad, he walked right by me and didn't stop me, and he should have. But his dad is Fernando Silva, who's a Tejano composer.
Okay,
and he's been diagnosed with an illness. That is kind of, got him down or whatever. So I absolutely wanted to say I'm sorry. Sometimes timing sucks.
Yeah.
I wish you'd have stopped me, but next time we'll get it done. So shout out to Fernando and apologize for that. Don't be afraid to stop us. That made me feel bad.
We like the streets, baby. The streets.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I wish D'Amico took the running back serious like all the other Shanahan offsprings. Sean McVay, you already got a running back in Williams. Steal of last year, you still took Blake Corum. Green Bay, you got two. You got A.J. Dillon, and you got Josh Jacobs. How about Marshawn Lloyd? Let's throw him to the mix. Miami, you got an array of running backs. How about Jalen Wright, who I really wanted the Texans to get? Mm-hmm. San Francisco, you got Elijah Mitchell. You got Christian McCaffrey. You got some other guys. All right, well, let's go ahead and get Isaac Guerrero. Jets, okay, Robert Saleh from that offspring. Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis. I long for the day when the Texans take the running back position serious. I had some people pretty close to that organization text me saying I was being too harsh in my criticism. I don't think I am. I think eventually they'll get there, but I long for the day where the running back position is looked at as churning instead of just settling, where you don't have a seventh-year special teams player playing relevant snaps, where you don't have one playable running back. I long for that day where you have the best running back in the league and you have a serviceable backup and you decide, you know what, I'm going to trade up. Not only did San Francisco take it, they traded up. I long for that day. Hopefully D'Amico and Bobby Slowick get there. Maybe it's just not the right point in the process, but I can't wait till this roster is set up to where the Texans are valuing the running backs. I've been dying on this hill for damn near ever.
Since we've been doing this show.
Forever. Yep. And I thought we were going to be there. I really thought this was going to be where we were there. We're not there yet. Maybe one
not
day.
Not even close.
Still love you, D'Amico. You're still my favorite coach. Nick, you used to take running backs in the first round when you already had running backs. Maybe Nick will get there as well. Mm-hmm. Just a little brief vacation. I hope it's not costly. Hell, I hope Dameon Pierce goes there and lights the world on fire. But I cannot wait for the day when, like the guys who came before him from that pipeline, D'Amico Ryans values the running back.
I don't disagree with a word you said.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
That 4-6 that Lasseter runs, it does worry me. Like this is confessions, man. Like, I he's done so well, he being Nick Caserio, and he's clearly a tough guy. Kirby Smart loves him, you know, talks about what a great football player he is. Went to Georgia. We know how much talent they have and how good he was. I get it. Big-time football player. That 4-6 still worries me a little bit, man.
4-6 is not. That's, I mean, a cornerback. 4-5, 4-6. Yeah, that's
4-6 plus at that's cornerback. Slow. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. It just, this is confessions. It does worry me a little bit.
Kind of slow.
Don't match him up with Worthy and nobody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey. See ya.
In the dust.
See ya.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I have a greedy vision. Don't know if it would be good or bad. I just know that if the NFL draft is on, I'm watching. It doesn't matter what's going on. What if the NFL tried to make the draft 7 days? What if they tried to go Monday through Sunday, rounds one all the way through round seven?
You got
to
combine at least 6 and 7.
What do you think what do you think the ratings would be?
Oh, they still get something.
I mean, round seven would still outdraw an NBA game, right?
Probably.
Probably so?
Probably. Because they do such a show.
Just imagine they getting better ratings in the seventh round over a playoff game.
Which would you watch?
Yeah.
I'm asking. You watching Bucks yesterday?
Nah.
Seventh round outdraws NBA playoffs. That's just rubbing it in.
If I'm the NBA, I do not want this to happen.
Yeah, that would just be rubbing it in.
They wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Y'all take those 3 days.
I do enjoy the Sunday rest day.
Oh, yeah.
After the long night that is the draft.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right. The Rolling Stones.
Oh, you went last night.
Freaking awesome. I actually ended up not going.
Oh, you did?
Because my head was giving me a problem. My nose was giving me a problem last night. That's what made me end up going to the doctor this morning. But so my son, my middle son, is a huge Stones fan.
So he went?
So we had a picnic.
It was kind of like the forced love.
So we decided to go have a picnic yesterday, which I can't remember the last time we have a picnic. All the kids. And the two grandkids, and we're sitting there at Shepherd Park just eating fried chicken from Gus's. I mean, it was awesome. Like a regular, good old-fashioned picnic. And they're all telling me, like, Dad, your nose looks awful. Like, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. Like, look at it. I mean, that's why I'm wearing a hat, because it's awful. And it started aching a little bit right here.
So you missed the Stones, huh?
So I said, I don't know. So I gave him the tickets. But talked to him this morning, and then reading the reviews. Like, I don't know how they do it. I honestly don't know how they do it. But, like, every review, Chronicle, Houston Press, was, like, off the charts good. Dude is 80. Mick Jagger's 80. Have you read about this, Vicky?
Yeah, well, I've seen a couple.
They killed it.
Yeah, I've seen some people at the concert posted a couple videos. He was moving around on the stage.
They killed it. How does it happen?
Coming up next, that's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Scary moment for the Texans involving Tank Dell. And who are the ones that got away in the draft? Who are the ones that perhaps you wish the Texans would have selected? Reaction Monday continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.